Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Lamed Tes 339, the 14th mitzvah in Parshas Behar, 14 out of 24. As we continue after our little break for Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat Shuvah, we continue with Shin Lamed Tes. Continue the psukim, the context. We just had the mitzvahs of Ona'ah, but this whole section of the Torah is the context of Shemitah and Yovel. So we continue with a related mitzvah to Yovel, but it's a mitzvah that stands on its own, and there is a machlokas whether this should be counted as a mitzvah at all or not. The Torah tells us that the tzivisi as birchas yilachem bashana hashishis, Hashem promises special bracha that we're going to have in the year before Shemitah, in the sixth year. V'yasas is a tefuah l'shlosh hashanim, and when the Shemitah and Yovel together, it's going to last for 3 years. The 49th year, the 50th year of Yovel, and the next year when we have to first start planting, there's going to be a special bracha. As we know, the halachas for Shemitah and Yovel, and we paskin, as we mentioned, that the year of Yovel does not count as year one of the next cycle, but it is separate. Uzratem as hashana hashminis, v'yachaltem in a tefuah yashan, and you eat from the eighth year, and you eat from the tefuah ad hashanah tshiyish until the ninth year, etc. And then the Torah tells us, v'ha'aretz lo simacher litzmisus, the land shall not be sold forever. Ki li, what is litzmisus? Uncle says, lachalutin, permanently. You cannot sell the land. It shall not be sold, to be a little more exact. Ki li ha'aretz, because the land belongs to me, Hashem says. Ki geirim v'toshavim atem imadi, because you are geirim v'toshavim. U'v'chol eretz achuzaschem, titzgulva titznu la'aretz. And wherever you are, any eretz achuzah, there shall be redemption that is allowed for the land. So the question is, what is this pasuk teaching me? Is it teaching me a mitzvah or not? That is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts this pasuk as a mitzvah included in the halachas of Yovel, as we discussed. One of the elements of Yovel is that all lands return to their original owner. The Rambam says, if one tries to prevent that from occurring, if a buyer and seller get together and make a deal that this land will be sold permanently, they are in violation, and that is an Isser D'oraisa, even though it doesn't even work, because they made it tonight against what it says in the Torah. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Reish Chav Zayin in Losaseh, Hushiz Iranu Shlo Limkar Achuzaseinu Be'eretz Yisrael. There is an Isser of selling our Achuzah, Mechira Kayemes, a permanent Mechira, V'yamru Va'aretz Lo Simacher Litzmisus. That is an Isser de Oraisa. And the Rambam says this in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilcha Shemitah V'Yovel as well. This Isser is a detail of Hilchas Yovel. Eretz Yisrael mischalekas l'shvatim, eino nimkeres l'tzmisus. The Eretz Yisrael that is split up to shvatim, it is not nimkar l'tzmisus. We spoke about that lashon a couple of mitzvahs ago, when we spoke about Aver Hayardain being included in these halachos. V'yemachar l'tzmisus, and the Rambam continues, if two people get together and sell a land l'tzmisus forever, shneim over and below sase, they both violate, the buyer and the seller, the ein ma'asehen mo'ilin, and their ma'isim do not have any effect. Elatachzer hasad l'bala b'yovel, you try to prevent it, it's not going to happen anyway. It doesn't work. It doesn't work if you try. That is the Rambam Shita, and that, of course, as we know, is the Sefer HaChinuch Shita, who always follows the counting of the Rambam. Let's see the Chinuch now. Shelo nimkar sadeh be'eretz Yisrael litzmisus. The Isser of permanently selling a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Shene'amar v'aretz lo simachar litzmisus. Klomar. Shelo yitnu yasnu beinehem. They shouldn't make a t'nai, a condition. Mocher v'lokeach. La'asos b'emkaram litzmisus. There is an Isser for a buyer and a seller to get together to sell the land permanently. And even though Yovel ruins it anyway, we can make a deal. You know, it's going to be sold forever. Yovel's mafkiya. We violate just for the trying. They can't make a tzai about this because it's kenegan mitzvah Torah. Similar to what the Gemara talks about in Ksubis Masna, Mashakas Torah. If a husband gets married to a wife, Al Manas, that I do not have certain obligations to you that the Torah demands, then they're married, and he has the obligations. You can't make a t'nai against what it says in the Torah. We paskin maisa kayim u'tnai batel. So here too, I'm selling it to you on condition that it stays with you forever. We paskin that the sale sticks, even though the t'nai is batel. Afal pi kenim asu ken avar al alav hazeh. If they violated, then it won, the lav would be violated. This is the das of the Rambam. This highlights, actually, this halacha highlights a tosfos in Maseches Ksubis. on Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, Tosfos asks, why is it that if I do a Maisa with a Tanai, and the Tanai is unfulfilled because I was Masa against something that it says in the Torah, why don't we say the whole Maisa is Batal? I marry you on condition that I do not have any conjugal obligations. So, what's the halacha? I'm married, and I have the conjugal obligations. Why don't we just say, no, you're not even married? You're right, you can't create something against what it says in the Torah, but what should we say then? We should say the whole thing is batel, not that you're stuck and you don't have the condition. So Tosfos says, ask that question, why do we say that? So Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, why don't we say that the Maisa is batel too? V'yomari, Ilav d'yofina mitznai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein. Were it not for the fact that we learned the idea of tina'im, the chiddush of making conditions, hava mina deshum tnaim of adal samaisa. If you think about it, says Tosfos, I do an action. I put a ring on a woman's finger. Why should any type of condition work? I did an action, so I said something. What should the fact that I said something have anything to do with what I did? Actions are always much more powerful than words. So the fact that there is a concept in the Torah called tnaim is a chiddush haTorah. So Tosfos says, if you mess up in the tnai, if you make a tnai that is untenable in halachic terms, then the tanai falls apart. The maisa is the maisa. The act is the act. That sticks. And you're stuck with the act even though the tanai falls away. That's a very important comment of Tosfos and Subas, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, giving a svara for why, if a tanai is batel, is the maisa still kayam? Because the whole idea of tanaim is a chiddush haTorah, to be able to affect an act. And that's also what, this is another example of that, that if people try to make a tanai that the land will be sold forever and will not return to its original owner in Yovel, so that is an isser, and it's a condition against what it says in the Torah, so you get the Aveira, and it doesn't work what you want it to do. That is the Shita of the Rambam, that is the Shita of the Chinuch. Who has other Pshatim to what this mitzvah is about? The Ramban. The Ramban says there is no such mitzvah. This is one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban knocks out from the count. This is just a reality. Part of the mitzvah of Yovel is that you must return the land, and the land goes back. And even if you don't return it, it goes back anyway. You're living on stolen land. And the Ramban says, though, this is not a separate issur d'oraisa of you're selling it and making a condition. No. The Ramban says this both in his commentary on the Torah. I'll read it to you from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam on Reish Chav Zayin quotes, he says, quotes the Rambam, and then he quotes the Reisi the Rabbeinu Shlomo. First of all, he quotes Rashi. Rashi is similar to the Rambam. What does Rashi say? Rashi says right here, "Varas ni samachel tzvisus litein lav al chazara sados lebaylim biyovel shlo yehi halokei akosha." The buyer cannot hold on to it. So that sounds like the Rambam. Says the Ramban, "The ein mashmos as a basarazu." It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like the Rambam and the Rashi says. What's the Ramban's first kasha? If you would say, how would you formulate the isra of the Torah if you must return it? It would be on the buyer. What does the pasuk say? Lo simacher litzmisus. The language is on the mechira, on the seller. What do you mean the seller already sold it? What's the problem now? The buyer shouldn't keep it. He should give it back. If Rashi and the Rambam are correct, said this is an isser on the getting it back, so it should say on the buyer. Vulana farish, maybe it means v'haaretz lo tia nimkeres l'chol litzmisus shetachzik ba l'olam. It just means it shouldn't be sold. You know, focusing on the land, you can work it into the words. Lo timacher, it shouldn't be sold to you forever. It doesn't say lo timkar. So you can work it out. But either way, the Ramban says, I don't think this is a separate isser. The Afshar, second question, besides the language question, is, if what they're doing doesn't work, how could you say there's an isser here? This relates to the sugi at the beginning of Maseches Temura of Kol Milsa Da'amar Achmana Lo Sevid Yavin Mahani Yavin Lo Mahani. Whenever I try to do something against what it says in the Torah, does it work or not? If I shecht on Shabbos, if I marry, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, all the different examples given in the beginning of Maseches Temura. So the Ramban says this should have been quoted there. Says Lomahani. Says the Gemara doesn't bring that up, and therefore he says Einze Misnayig Yafe B'Sugyahi. It doesn't work. If this is really what it says, the Rambam says it means it should have been quoted there on Dafei and Davav in Maseches Temura, and therefore says the Ramban, I disagree. The only thing, and this is what the Ramban agrees to, and now we'll get back to the Chinuch. We'll read it in the Chinuch because all of you have it here. The Ramban Zachron Lavrach Kosav Shdiber etc. And then he says it shouldn't be counted. And he says, you want to say it alludes to a halacha? This is the halacha on the third line. V'huzeh chrono lebracha pirish bin yin acher. Shemazir osan ishlo natsmis ha'aretz biyad ha'goyim. Well, timachal tzmisis, you know what that means? Not selling it to another Jew and making a condition that it's not going to go back and it's not going to work anyway. No! You can't sell a portion of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew who's never going to give it back. That's the point of the Isser, says the Ramban. Kolomar, shlonen karenu lahem utzmisus, because there they don't follow Hilchos Yovel. So that's a case of tzmisus. Upir shakos of Cain, lo timkar lemisha yachzik bala olam. You can't sell it to somebody who's going to hold on to it forever. Vizehu hagoy. This is the non-Jew. That's what it's talking about. Avala Yisrael yachzir osab. It's selling it to a Jew, he's going to give it back. And even if you make a tznai, so then, with a non-Jew it doesn't work. And what if you make a tznai with a goy to give it back by Yovel? That also would work. You wouldn't violate the Isser. If you look at the Ksava Kabbalah here, Ksava Kabbalah, again, is always known for the language. He always picked up on the language issues in the Psukim. So he says here, Rav Mecklenburg, Lotzimachal Tzmisus, where does Tzmisus come from? What's the shorish of Tzmisus? So he says it means permanent. What do you mean permanent? So he quotes the Yerushalmi, who says that you're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, as the Ramban quoted, Azhar mi limkar lozman katsuf karka lamisha bershuso nifkas mi mitzvos atluyos bakarka. What do you mean you can't sell it to a non-Jew? Because the non-Jew's ownership is going to be mafkia this land for mitzvos. The owner is not going to do mitzvahs anymore. They're not going to be chumas and maestras. So that's what it means. Tzmisus means to be cut off and shriveled up. That's what samus. Samusa in Maseches Chulin. Talk about a limb that is shriveled up. Tzmusa. So he says that's what tzmisus means. The land's going to be cut off from mitzvahs. It's going to be shriveled up. It's going to be dry from all mitzvahs. And he says, similar way we have that, we have in Shir HaShirim, Mi ba'ad l'tzamasech. Tzamasech could also mean a forehead. Why? Because on a forehead there's no more hair. That's where the hairline is, and it's dried up. There's no hair there anymore. It's cut off from hair. It's shriveled up. It's broken from hair. And he says, fascinatingly, in Yonah Diyoma, you know where else you have this? Tzom Kippur. Why is it called Samim? We fast. What happens Sam? Because all of our internal organs become shriveled up a little bit because they don't have any moisture in them. They don't have any nourishment in them. Mizehu nechladaiti sheim yom som shel tainus. Kib yom ha-tainus l'chisaron ha-lachus. Ha-boi mi-machal u-mi-mashkep. From the lack of liquid that comes in, mis-tzamtzimim u-mis-kavtzim ha-ivarim ha-pnimim. Min-ha-kamus. It gets dry. So he says the same thing here. Hamocher karka l'mishin emetzuva ala mitzvos atzulias bakarka. If I sell karka to a non-Jew, like the Ramban alludes to in Sefer HaMitzvos, hu mitzamsem umachaser bahutzas achiyubios. You're drying up this land. This land can be full of mitzvos, and it's dried up, and you are drying it up, and that's the shorish of tzmisos right here in the Ksava Kabbalah. Okay. So that is a couple of pshatim. What exactly is this mitzvah? Is this mitzvah about making a condition between buyer and seller Jew about trying to have it sold forever and it doesn't work? That's the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Ramban says, no, the Isser is, if you would count it, the Isser is selling it to a non-Jew or selling it to one who is mafkia it from mitzvos. That's a Ksava Kabbalah. Rashi seemed to be like the Rambam. He just says there's an Isser of keeping the land on Chazar Sles Bailam Yovel. Mishar She Mitzvah Yovel, Machakazati Mitzvah Minyashne Yovel. I already wrote to you the message of Yovel. Oh, but there is one other point I wanted to mention, another Hashgafic point. In the Yagdil Torah right here in Vayikra, quotes one of the Rebbe's about why Dafka 50 years. Why Dafka 50 years? You have to sell it for 50 years. Why Dafka 50 years? So he quotes that usually a person, the Gemara says this in a number of places, a person doesn't get involved in the real estate business until he's like 20. 20 years old before that, they're in school and they're with their father. So, not until 20. This is page Tuf Ayin Vav in the Yagdil Torah. So, if you think 20 years old he starts, so then the Torah says don't sell it forever. Forever means 50. So 20 years old plus 50, if you sell it then, you make sure you'll stay in Shivim Shana. That's basically a lifetime. At 70 years old, you have to start thinking about the next generation. And somebody who is a menuval, who sells it and doesn't care about his children and his grandchildren, says that's what the Isser is relating to. V'ilo hayacholim kolet smisus, if you can sell it forever. So then, osa reka zolo vasovi, shechai chai isha, v'nedoeg lebanavachar, if he doesn't care about his progeny. Hayamocha chuzasa la'olam, u'ma'abin mamonu b'tanugim, u'banav, u'bnei banav, atzov kolodos. Says that's why Dafka is 50 years of Yovel, because you start selling when you're 20. An average person lives for 70 years. You may should have stayed in Shivim Shana, says David HaMelech, and that's the cutoff point. At the end of your life, you got to make sure that stuff goes back to your children. If you sold stuff in the interim, stuff has got to go back to your children and go back to where it started from at the end. Beautiful. So this is the background. So now we get to some interesting, important halachas. Midini ha-mitzvah. Masha amr zecharon lavracha. There are some details. There's an exception to the rule. To land going back by Yovel. That's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says, he quotes it right here, Sha'amocher sadeh l'shishim shana o yoser. If there is a finite amount of time that the land is sold for, then that finite amount of time sticks. If I sell a piece of land 10 years before Yovel, and I said it sold to you for 25 years, it sold to you for 25 years. Yovel doesn't break that. If I sell it to you for 60 years, Yovel doesn't break it. As long as it's finite, right? What if somebody sells to somebody else for 50,000 years? I don't know if that would work. Maybe it has to be realistic. Be realistic, but if it's 60 years, the Gemara says, Shein Choser Biyovel El Dover Hanimkar Stam, or Hanimkar Litzmisus, only if it's sold without any limit or sold forever. Both of those are knocked out by Yovel. Kamo Shamar Lamala. Shashneim Over Malalav, as we said before, the seller and the buyer both violate. Shein Masan Lavra Al Divrei Torah, Shatar Amar Varis, Losimachal Litzmisus. Aval, Kozman Shemaskir and Benayim Schum Shanim, if there is a number listed, Ein Zet Smisus, that is not permanent, and therefore that would be okay, that would not violate, and that wouldn't be Choser and Yovel. And then he quotes a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban in Meseches Makas. Ask the simple question. He says, there seems to be a difference between Shemitah and Yovel. Why is it? By Yovel, as we just said, if I try to make a Tanai that the land should not go back, it doesn't work. The land goes back automatically. Shein Tanai, Tana'o Tanai, V'chozer will be Yovel. Avo Pisha B'Shemitah Ein Okein. Unlike in Shemitah, what if I lend you money and I make a condition, Al Menas, that Shemitah doesn't ruin my loan? So I'm a really bad guy. Bad guy. Does that work? It works. It works. So what's the difference, asked the Ramban? Avo Pisha B'Shemitah Ein Okein. Sh'amasa Amanah Shalot Tishbetenesh B'Shviyas Eino Nishma B'Shviyas Tichol Tanai Shebemamon Kayom. What's the difference? Says the Ramban, the difference is the Isser, does the Isser devolve on one person or two people? If the Isser is only on one person, that means the other person can be Mochel, because he's not bound. If I lend you money, and I say, I don't want Shemitah to knock out this loan, so you can be Mochel, okay, fine. I really want the money, fine. Even though I'm a bad guy. But because the Isser is only on the Malveh and not on the Loveh, so then it could work and the person could be Mochel. But over here, by the Isser of keeping the land Litzmisus, the Isser is on both of them. So there's no well, how can you be Mochel? The Isser on both of them, just go deeper a little bit. That reflects that this is not about Da'as of any of the parties involved. It's just a Mitzius. Lufisha b'shmita lo hus har al shmitas k'safim kiyim ha-malveh. K'moshe kosev, as the Pasuk says, in Dvarim, aval be'inyin ha-yovel, shneim muzer alav, mocher v'lokech, they're both muzer. K'moshe kosev, nushel shneim nemer lo si marcha litzmisus. And if the Isser is on both of them, that means it's not, neither of them are a bailim on this issue. U'mikiva ch'achiv al shneihem, ein biyad echan mehem limchol al adavar. Neither of them can be mochel, aval al-karcham yashav ha-karkal ha-shaloh ha-chuzes ha-aris. The beautiful Ramban in the beginning of Makos. The difference between Shemitah and Yovel, why Yovel a Tanai wouldn't work, by Yovel and Yovel and Karka, while by Shemitah it would. Good, continuing. Once we're here, the Sefer Chinuch says, we'll talk about some other details of stay achuza, of fields. The mitzvah today is about not selling it litzmisus, but there are other halachos. First of all, what is a stay achuza? There are two types of fields in halacha. Gemara's talk about this in Seder Kachim. Stay achuza and stay mikneh. Achuza means it's the portion of land that my family received from Yoshua ben Nun, going all the way down, ad, until we knew about it, before we went into Galus. That is stay achuza. Stay mikne means a field that was sold, and that I bought from somebody who was not, it is not mine, I didn't get it from my forefathers. That's a stay achuza versus stay mikne, and there are different halachas between stay achuza and stay mikne, according to the Torah. Vinyan stay achuza says, the chinuch yikaru hasado shenaflu biyerusha. L'kolechem miyisro b'chilak ha'aretz. That is a stay achuza. V'chein, or if somebody gets married and the stay achuza switches the shvatim, that also, not switches the families, that also could be a stay achuza. So that's the definition of a stay achuza. But there is an important halacha, turning the page. U'mashamru zechronim lavracha. The Gemara says in Meseches Erech and Daf Chavtes. Gam, and this is really a machlokas. But the Sefer HaChinuch holds. If I sell a field, it doesn't matter whether it's a stay achuza or a stay mikneh, I'm not allowed to buy it back for 2 years. For the first 2 years, I'm not allowed to buy it back. This is for sure by a stay achuza. The Sefer HaChinuch applies it by stay mikneh too. Kein shamocher sadeu bein sadeh achuza o sadeh acher ein rashay lagalo lefachos b'shtei shanim. V'yafilu b'rasa lokeach. Even if the buyer wants to buy it back, it doesn't matter. That's the rule of the Torah. Din da'oraisa. If I sell a field, the buyer gets it for at least 2 years. Why? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, maybe because we want you to think a little bit deeper before you sell something. You're not going to be able to buy it back for at least 2 years. Think before you sell. You have to realize that it's not going to come back so easily. The chinuch again said this by Estei Achuza or by Estei Mikne. The Minchas chinuch in Os, all the way at the beginning, in Os, Aleph, points out that the Rambam argues. The Rambam seems to say this only by Estei Achuza, not by a Estei Mikne. The Minchas chinuch also in Os Bey's notes that it's possible that a tanai, just like a tanai does not work for field that's sold forever, you can't break that. So too, if you try to make a tanai to buy it back within 2 years, it's not going to work. Doesn't matter. You can't make tanai. It's the same din d'oraisa. Or what about this case? Says the Minchas chinuch in Os Hey. What if I sold a field a year before Yovel? So interestingly, do you have 2 years? But Yovel's in a year. So he says, you get 2 years, and after your second year, after Yovel, then it goes back automatically. Because really, Yovel breaks it, but it's just you didn't get 2 years yet. So the 2 years overrides the going back automatically by Yovel, but it's like held in abeyance, says the Minchas Chinuch and Osei. So you get the second year after Yovel, and then it goes back to the original owner. And there's a discussion. He says, what if you have a few people that sold it one after another? The first guy can take it back after 2 years if he's the original owner, even though it hasn't been 2 years within the later sales. But that is his discussion. Let's just end off with one final chakira, a very important chakira. The Minchas Chinuch has an Os Yud. So we say the field goes back automatically. Does the original owner have to make a kinyan on the field? Or is it automatically his? Question in Lumdus. Every kinyan, every selling a field automatically goes back. He doesn't have to even make a kinyan, meaning stuff that grows in that field, once it's Yovel, it's mine. It's mine. Even though I didn't do a kinyan. Or no, I have to do a kinyan, but I'm allowed to do a kinyan. That's what the Torah is saying. So he says, Pashas is automatic. You don't have to do a kinyan. What he's unsure about is, we know after 2 years, before Yovel, the buyer has to give the chance to the seller to buy it back if he now has the means. A person only sells his teachus if he's very poor. What if he now has the money? So the buyer has to let the seller get it back. So let's say he gives it back. He's goal of the field. He redeems the field. Does that require a kinyan? That one he's not as sure about. When it comes to Yovel, that's automatic. It's automatic. The Torah says it goes back. But when it comes to Geula, I'm not sure. And he says there are a number of nafkaminas in terms of Geula. What about Katan? What about Kenyan Agav? He talks about it here in Os Yud. That's the Minchas Chinuch Chakira that he discusses. There's a lot more to talk about there, but we will stop. He says at the end, the mitzvah applies to men and women in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more next time about whether one gets Malkus for this Isser or not, because the next mitzvah also relates to this. It's the Assay that goes along with this. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll try to get one more mitzvah shir in before Yom Kippur.